Blog Talk Radio.
If I have to sing a song and sing it on my own, Lord, I'd sing it for you. If I have to ring my bell and no one else would care, Lord, I'd ring it for you. And if I ever tell my story, Lord, you get the glory, 'cause it was all for you. If I follow your commands and help my fellow man, Lord, it's all for you. It's all. Yeah.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Riot at 5 with Rev Green. I'm thankful for each and every one of you that's tuned in to the station. Amen. We're trying our best to bring awareness to the situations that are at hand on the streets. Our brothers and sisters that are out there fighting and struggling for their lives. The purpose for this show and the purpose for this show's existence is to bring awareness to people that are hurting and that need TLC, tender love and care. I don't know about you, but it concerns me that all of us continue to exist and we see our brothers and sisters hurting on the streets. And we ride by, walk by, ignore them as if their disposition doesn't affect us. Well, it does, because God's requirement for all of us is to love our neighbors as ourselves. You're listening live again to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most. I'm your brother from another mother. I thank God for each and every one of you all again. And it's 1 hour of positive we're putting in the atmosphere. And it'll continue to progress, and we'll continue to put it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock. 5 to 6, we're going to put us a positive hour in the atmosphere. And we know what goes around comes around. So if we plant positive, we'll reap positive benefits. God will bless this because it's all about being positive. I love you, and God loves you more. The phone number to call in is 646-595-2105. That's 646-595-2105. Again, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green. God bless you real good. We'll be back right after this. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your brother from another mother, your host from the most, your man with the plan to put God back in your program. I thank God for each and every one of you that's tuned in. I'm looking at the phone calls. I thank God for those that have called in. I'm asking you all to stay with us for this 1 hour. It's until 6 o'clock, and it's to put positive in your daily work, in your daily ethnic, in your weekly adventure, that we can add 1 hour of positive, and then we'll reap the benefits of putting positive in the atmosphere. Again, man, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green. Let's have a moment of prayer and keep moving. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity. I ask that you bless each and every person, Father, under the sound of my voice. And each person that downloads this podcast, Lord, I ask that you bless them to be encouraged, Father, to know that no matter what, you got their back, and that the work that they do in helping somebody else, it's all for you, Lord. Lord, I ask that you bless, Father, this radio network. Bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice, their families, their loved ones. Strengthen them, Father, where they're weak. And Father, give us all motivation to keep pushing until we come together as one family And Father, go get our brothers and sisters on the streets. Lord, I'll be grateful to give you the honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Those of you that know about my agenda, it's not a selfish motivated agenda. The purpose of my doing this show is for one reason. I do love my brothers and sisters. I feel that God wants us to love each other because God showed me an infinite love. In 2002, I tell the story all the time how God allowed me a second chance and gave me an opportunity to get myself together. I was so grateful to God for this intervention that I promised God that I won't leave without helping as many brothers and sisters on the streets as I can. And I'm not talking about just the ones on drugs and alcohol. Yes, they're important as well. But I'm talking about my younger brothers who's struggling trying to get into society. We have to open the door for them. And I'm leading the charge and asking everyone that listens to my voice, that hears this radio show, that knows Reverend Green, help me in going to get my brothers and sisters that need a helping hand. I don't know about you, but we all need each other because that's the way God made it. And for those of you that don't understand, man, is just look at it this way. When you're down and you need help, you don't care where it comes from. You're just grateful if someone cares enough to come and help. Our brothers and sisters on the streets are in the same situation. They need somebody to love them, man. They need somebody to care. They need somebody to know that they care about their disposition. Because that's what brought me back is the fact that someone still loved me. And that someone that loved me when no one else cared was God. Now, this is not a holy moly show, no righteous show. There's none perfect. No, not one. That's in the Bible. And we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But the most important passage in the Bible is to love your neighbor as yourself. Man, I interpret that as put yourself in the other man's shoes. Realize that man's disposition could be you. In a lot of cases, it was us. And for that alone, it should inspire you to help the person that's fallen on this short journey of life. Y'all, we may not live 90, 60, 80, 100 years. Even if you live 100 years, if you're under the sound of my voice, you're already grown. You're counting down. The years are ticking away. Time is moving. So my point is we're all headed toward the grave. One day we'll have to give an account to the creator of what we did while we were down here. I want to be able to stand and tell him that, hey, I did the best I could. I tried to help as many people as I could. I hugged a brother when he was down. I shared what I had, Lord. I tried my best. And therefore, Lord, I'm standing in front of you, not proud, but humbly grateful that you gave me an opportunity to help somebody in my short life journey. I don't want to leave here. And I don't want to leave here and folks remember me as someone that just passed through and didn't care about folks. No, no, I understand that every life is intricately important to God. Every person that breathes his air, they love, they're loved by God. And if he loves them and I breathe the same air, that means he loves me too. And with that alone, man, I'll help him and do what I can to bless his people because when you bless somebody, you're blessing God. When you give a guy a dollar out your pocket, you're blessing God. When you help a person that's older trying to make it across the street, help them with their groceries. Matter of fact, when you just speak to someone and say, hey, man, good to see you, that blessing right there is a blessing that you're sharing and you're doing it for God. And the Bible says, whatever you do for God, that's what'll stand. Man, I love you, and I want us to love each other. Man, I got more time behind me than in front of me. And I vow to take advantage of the rest of the time that God has given me to share the love that he gave me when I was toe up from the flow up. In 2002, he gave me a second chance. And for that alone, I'm grateful, because I could have been messed up still and headed out of this life blind and through turmoil and drama. But God gave me a chance to see the reality of life. And that it's for him to give us life, and life more abundantly is what he promised us. So I'm thankful to God. After he straightened me out, I was able to buy me a home and get myself together and start the studio. I'm good for me, but my compassion increased for people who were worse off than me. I love them people, man. And it's not a race. The race that God is concerned about, yes, it's a segregated concernment. God cares about the human race. Everybody that breathes his air, he loves them all the same. And everyone that called him, he's always came. And with a perfect record, how could we not honor him by loving those that he loves just like us? Man, put that in your heart. Put that in your mind, and remember, that's what God wants us to do, is to care about each other. Man, we don't have to hurt each other. We don't have to come at each other vicious. God is not about anger and fight and strife. God is about love and peace and understanding. And I'm trying to share it from the bottom of my heart. I want everybody to know that this is what God is about, not chaos, but companionship. I love you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. When I come back, I'm going to go through these phone lines. I got some beautiful folks calling in. I'm so thankful for everybody who puts in their positive input. We're going to put this positive in the atmosphere. And we're going to do it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock, just 1 hour. But we'll put a positive seed out, and we'll wait for the positive harvest. I love you, and God loves you more. This is Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. We'll be back. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green. Man, I'm your host with the most. I'm your brother from another mother. Man, I'm going to go down the lines, but it's a brother that's just so peaceful and so loving, man. And this brother is sincere, man, about his relationship with the Creator and what God wants us to do as far as caring about each other. He's made some beautiful songs, and I'm going to play a song right after this, but I'd like to bring him in and let him introduce himself to you all. And, man, without further ado, Brother Whipper, can you come on in and enlighten us with your presence?
How y'all doing out there from Chi-Town? What's going on, Eagle? What's the Eagle? What's going on, Red? How you doing today?
God bless you, dog. God bless you.
You know, just big ups giving honor to the guy. I mean, first of all, on the show, but, you know, I'm a disabled artist, you know, coming from out of Inglewood, California. You know, pushing the movement of the struggle, as I say, you know, throughout my music, to, you know, empowerment, just empower people nowadays, you know, that's going through the same situation I'm going through, you know, or just something, you know, mentally. You know, no matter what it is, we're always in a struggle, just all depending on how we're going to get out of it. So, you know, that's what basically how I influence, you know, the influence that comes from out of my music, that, you know, I'm trying to bring to the people. So you know that always let you know that's loving that true hip hop. You know, you can just Google the name, you know, WHIPPA, AKA. I'm on all streaming sites. You can find my newest mixtape out there called Fresh Out the ICU. Once again, that's on all streaming sites. So no matter if you got, you know, Spotify, Google Play, Pandora, just type in a name, WHIPPA, AKA, and you'll be able to find me. Once again, you want that true hip hop? This is your boy Whoopa, AKA, calling from out of Inglewood, California. You know what I mean? Talking about the struggle and, you know, just trying to let y'all know what's going on out here.
My brother, God bless you, Brother Whipper. Brother Whipper is definitely an inspiration man and a positive brother. And he has a very beautiful song, and it's called A Long Way. And I want to play that after this. You want to set that up, Whipper, and I'll run it right after you finish.
Oh, yeah, y'all. Like I said, you know, out here in this world, no matter what you're going through, you know, you can wake up every day. You know, you still got a long way to go. So, you know, y'all just keep on pushing, man, and let this little song right here resonate in your ear. You know, you can find it on ReverbNation.com. Only $2. You know what I mean? If you want to purchase that, other than that, just stream it. You know what I mean? That's how we doing it nowadays. Regardless, you get a win-win, I get one too. Go on, play that track, man.
My brother, without further ado, Brother Whipper, and A Long Way to Go. Y'all check this song out. Very positive. This is live Chicago Ride with your main man, Rev Green. And this is Brother Whipper, a.k.a. Long Way to Go.
Oh, we got a long way to go. Oh, and there's no going back to the life we live, the life we only know.
Nowadays, I spend most of my time in a local booth, releasing some of the tension off my mind from the stress that them bullets cause. I might be here, but damn, I miss my dog. R.I.P. to my real ones that's asleep that used to hold me down in them streets. I'm done keeping it real with you suckers on the main line. I'm trying to make it big, dog. I'm talking going prime time. I'm giving back to my city as much as possible. When you talk about we going through the obstacles, some days is long, some days is short, but as long as God wake me up, I gon' still make noise. I'm talking about trials and tribulations, so don't let this wheelchair fool you. Yeah, I got a long way to go, so I gon' keep living life and live it gracefully.
Oh, we got a long way to go.
My everything, I gave him my body, I gave him my soul. I never treated like a hobby, I made him my goal. Like when a dope man, like when he put it on his soul. You know what he trying to do, he trying to get more. That's how it is in the woods. You turn one into five, turn five into 500. That's how your big homie know what's coming. But for me, I got a long way to go. When you talk about getting to the money, I say the trip like a rock star. Every time I hit the city, so my fan dudes and my fan dicks, gon' inflect, gon' rip that OSG. Gon' get that off your chest. I still hear it calling me in the back of my mind. If it's not that, I hear that whistle. Yeah, that's what keep me on my grind. So I'ma stay focused and take it one day at a time.
And there's no
was worth. I was born to do this type of work. You see, she patting me on my back. Excuse me while I burp. Let me make it up in this verse. I just see you a hard head. This whooper, aka I'm seeing bitches the long bridge. It's gonna be a while before I make it to the top. Until then, I'm gonna bang with this hip hop. Look, I put that on the block.
Oh, we got a long way to go.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with your main man, Rev Green. I'm your host with the most. I'm your brother from another mother. Man, I see that folks are calling in. Man, that's a blessing. I thank God for each and every one of you. What we're trying to do here is we're putting 1 hour of positive at the beginning of the week on Monday, at hump day on Wednesday, 5 o'clock, and at Friday, 5 o'clock, we'll end it with positive. So what we'll do is we'll plant a positive seed on those 3 days, at the beginning of the week, the middle of the week, and the end of the week. And guess what happens? We know that what goes around comes around. We know that if you reap it, that's what you sow. So if we plant a positive seed, then the harvest will become positive. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. The song that you just heard was from my main man, Whipper, a.k.a. out of Inglewood, California. Such a positive brother, man. Faced a little adversity in life, but got back up and kept on fighting, man. And the thing is, the brother's a motivation, because he's telling folks, hey, man, even though we have difficulties and situations in life, man, with this program, with God's existence of man, we have a long way to go. We got things to clean up. And if you walk down the streets, ride down the streets, you can just look up and down the streets and you see so many people that are hurting, so many people that are in trouble. Man, you can realize again that we have a long way to go to get this thing together. Man, I'm so grateful for that, brother. I love Brother Whipper, man, and I thank God for him. I'm looking on the phone lines again. I got a caller at 312-538-6061.
Yeah, that's me.
God bless you.
Hey, hello.
God bless you. You're on the air.
Oh, God bless you too. Hey, how you doing, Rev? I was just calling. I'm calling from Chicago. Calling representing Chicago. I'm here with my pops, Daryl. We got the stove. Stop looking sharp. We always promoting positivity, man. I just heard your message, and that's all we about. We are about trying to help the community, trying to make things go right. We looking to save people and help people. And you know, I'm calling from the stove. You know, I listen to your radio station, and I believe in promoting positivity, man. We down here on Stop Looking Shop in Chicago, Illinois, man. 1142 West 51st Street.
Man, thank you, man. Love you, man. Brother Daryl, that's my friend, man. And, man, always positive, man. And, again, let them know again the address, 1142. Go ahead, West 51st. 53rd Street. Let them know one
51st.
More time and give them the number too.
Okay. 1142 West 51st Street. It's called Stop Looking Shop. And the phone number is 773-780-4722.
Beautiful, man. Man, I want you all to go. Brother Daryl has some beautiful furniture. Man, he's been an entrepreneur for years. I mean, I've been out in this Inglewood area for 14 years, and this gentleman has been just a scholar in the community. I thank God for y'all, man. I thank God for y'all's support, because you know together, man, we can win this thing. We can win. And Brother Daryl, we'll give you a – man, I mean, just work with you to do what his purpose, and I know him personally, is to bless you – to decorate your home or to have the furniture that you need, and he'll work with you, man. Such a beautiful brother. been successful for years. I love him, and I thank God for his business, man. I thank God for you. And y'all stay tuned. Man, again, you listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most, man, and I'm so grateful. I'm your brother from another mother. I'm looking at the phone lines, man. They lighting up. I got someone calling from 847-924. That's 847-924. You're live on the radio with Rev Green. How you doing this morning, this afternoon?
I'm doing just fine. How are you, Brother Green?
God bless you. God bless you. May I let the people know who I have the privilege of speaking with, and let us know how everything is going, where you're calling from, and what you're working on. We'll be glad to promote you. Folks on here are positive, so everything's positive. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Brother Carter. I'm calling from the north side of the city, Chicago. And I'm just calling in, I guess, just to kind of get in tune to what's going on, and hopefully I can have something to add to your show and take something from it as well.
Bless you. Bless your heart, man. Well, I thank you, man. I thank God for you tuning in. What we doing, my brother Carter, we putting a positive hour in the atmosphere. You know, we know that what go around come around, such as a man sow that shall he reap. So what we decided to do with this whole show, since it's all about God's business, it's not a holy moly thing. It's just brothers that have a good heart, people that love God, and people that are concerned about the situations in the streets. We're trying to put a positive hour, and we know if we continue to plant this positive seed, the harvest will be positive. I thank God for you tuning in, and I'm asking you to stay tuned and enjoy the rest of the show.
Well, I sure will. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm curious to see just what the show is all about. So I'll be tuned in.
Oh, bless your heart, and thank you so much for calling, man. Love you, and God bless. We got about 20 minutes left. It's only an hour show, but, you know, it don't take a lot to put positive in. God blesses positive things, and that way everybody that's tuned in and a part of this will get a part of that positive seed we're planting, and that harvest will be positive.
Well, thank you. You're so correct. It doesn't take but a minute to give a blessing. Blessing for someone else.
That's right. Thank you so much, Brother Carter. Stay tuned. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. Look, I got someone calling out of area code 206-551. It looks like Seattle, 206-551. You're talking live on the Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. Who do I have the honor of speaking with?
This is your brother calling from Seattle, Washington. And God bless
Beautiful.
You.
God bless you, my brother. That's my real brother, my blood brother from Seattle, Washington, man. God bless you, Brother Vic. Go ahead and let the folks know who you are and what you're doing and how's everything. Good to hear from you, bro. You have the floor.
Well, me and my wife, Michelle, your sister, are up here now, and we're just asking for all of people with good hearts and with good feelings to say a prayer for your Uncle Donald, who's convalescing right now at Auburn General Hospital out here in Seattle. Well, actually in Auburn, Washington. He's going to need your prayers and need all the positive thoughts because he's battling something pretty rough right now. And family just really appreciates it.
Bless his heart, man. Well, I thank God for you, bro. Thank God for you. And my prayers is, matter of fact, we'll pause right now because this show positive. Lord, in the name of Jesus, open a door, Father. Father, touch Uncle Donald and bless his disposition. Bless my brother and his family. And bless all the listeners that's on this show. I thank God. That's my brother out of Seattle, man. He's a good guy. And I'm thankful for him to tune in. And I'm asking each and every one of you to put the family in prayer. And I'm going to do likewise for you all. This is all about God's business. And God's will be done when all it boils down. The final say is God's. So what we do is we'll just humble ourselves and be grateful and continue to move positive down God's journey, because the journey is headed back to the Father. I just want us all to understand that when it's over and we stand before the Creator, man, I hope and pray that everyone has a good report, because there won't be excuses then. It'll be, what did you do while you were there? You know, a lot of times on the at a funeral service, you'll see the day that people were born. That's significantly kind of important, because that's when you started. Then you'll see the dash in the middle, and then you'll see the date of their demise. That's the beginning and the end. But the main important part of the obituary or their existence is the dash in the middle. What did you do while you were here? Well, what did you accomplish? That's the legacy, is the dash in the middle. Well, what we're trying to do is enlighten folks that the main part of that dash that's so important is to love your neighbor as yourself, because that would make you concerned about individuals that's going through, compassionate about those that's less off than you. So not so quick to drive by folks that's on the side of the freeway holding a sign up pleading to you, man down, I'm having struggles on this journey. Because we all headed in the same direction, then what you do down here, God will look at that. And that's what you will be judged on. Now, I don't know about you, but I realize in my life that I have more time behind me than in front of me. Made some mistakes, made some wrong turns on this journey. But right now, since God still gives me the breath of life, I got an opportunity to make good on this run before I go in front of my fathers and give him an account. And maybe, just maybe, by me doing enough good, when I stand before the Creator, he'll say, my good and faithful servant, I know you messed up and had some problems, Green. I seen you go left and tear up some stuff, but you made it back. My good and faithful servant, well done. Man, I love you all, and that's what it's about. This is a positive hour. We're going to put this in the atmosphere, and we'll wait for our positive harvest, because we all know that such as a man sow, that shall he reap. In other words, what you put out comes back. Matter of fact, simplified, what go around come around. If you live by the sword, you die by the sword. If you put positive out, positive has to come back. That's the way God made it. That's the way the reality of life, that all of us know, that what a person puts out, that's what he gets back. So what we're doing is we're putting 1 hour positive on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays in the atmosphere. And we're going to put it out there every Monday and Wednesday and Friday at 5 o'clock for 1 hour. And give God some props, and we'll sit back and wait for the positive harvest. I see my vision, zero homeless in the United States, and then we can go outside the United States and take this thing worldwide, because God is not set down and limited to a four corner church. No, God is limited to four corners of the earth. And all people that breathe God's air, he loves them all equally. And that's what's important. When it all boils down, we all are God's children. And I thank God for each and every one of you. And let's bless somebody. You see somebody hurting, man, try to help them. If you see someone on the side of the road with a sign, man, what's a dollar to you? Go on, even if you don't have it, give them some change, but not just to compliment or compliment their situation. What you want to do is you want to tell them, hey, man, I'm doing this because I love you. And I want to see you win. Again, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most. And I'm praying diligently for those of you that are worse off than me, that God opens a door, makes a way out of no way. And in the meantime, just stand and hold on. God bless you. The phone number to dial in is 646-595-2105. That's 646-595-2105. Stand no matter what, and God will make a way out of no way. This is our positive hour. We have a few more minutes left, but we're going to keep pumping positive into the atmosphere until God gets the message and blesses all of our endeavor. God bless.
commandment seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when your orphans turn away and you're all alone? Tell me, what do you give when you give? There's nothing left to do. You just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle your time?
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most. I'm your brother from another mother. I'm touching bases with each and every one of you. I want you to know that God blesses you for joining in to this radio show. We have 1.5 million listeners. I thank God for each and every one of you that are in attendance. Those of you that have called in, I thank God for you. I'm grateful for you because you're helping add power to this hour of power that we're putting in the atmosphere. If we continue to do this, I guarantee you all that our harvest will be positive. God will bless our efforts. And eventually we'll be able to purchase our first 90,000 square foot building, gut it out, hire 250 young men on the streets, fix the facility to house 500 folks that's down on their luck, while getting our young men prepared for joining into society's norm and not be ostracized from the problems and situations that they've had because of lack of support. It's all about doing this work to make this world a better place. I see zero homeless in less than 2 years. I see brothers, man, loving one another and laughing and smiling and encouraging each other on this journey. I see each and every one of us that started from the ground up prospering and so open-minded and so loving that, man, any problem, we're willing to tackle it head on. That's what I'm looking for. That's what God wants us to do. And that's the purpose of this show, to bring us all together, plant positive seeds, and go and do a work for God, for the good of God and man's kind. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your brother from another mother. I'm your host with the most, and I'm here to put the plan in your hand, and we're going to do it all for God, because that's what it's all about. I got another call, a 331 area code. I want to give honor to all of those that called in. And I'd like this caller, 331-452, to come on, speak, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and how you're enjoying the show, and just grace our presence. God bless you. You're live. This is Reverend Green.
God bless you too, Reverend Green. This is Andre Williams, Music Man, calling from Chi-Town. I just want to say I'm really enjoying the show. You know, I'm loving everything that I'm hearing. You know, God bless. I have a 12 steps to self-care. And number one, if it feels wrong, don't do it. Number two, say exactly what you mean. Three, don't be a people pleaser. Four, trust your instincts. Five, never speak bad about yourself. Never give up on your dreams. Number seven, don't be afraid to say no, and don't be afraid to say yes. Be kind to yourself. Let go of what you can't control. Stay away from drama and negativity, and always love. Those are my 12 steps for the day. And I will also say to Father God, we lift up all those who are facing illness today. We ask that you would bring healing, comfort, and peace to their bodies, calm their fears, and let them experience the healing power of your love. In Jesus' name, amen. And we do appreciate you, Reverend Green, for doing what you're doing. And even although I'm Andre Williams' music man, I just went to number six on Reverb Nation across the country. If you Google me, Andre Williams' music man, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, I'm on SoundClick. SoundClick.com under Andre Williams Music Man. You can Google me. You can see me live on YouTube, Andre Williams Music Man. Don't forget to click like. And Rev, you know, we're loving your music. We're loving what you're saying. And the whole team that's on this line, God bless. And we're going to keep it moving and keep it moving positive.
Man, thank you, man. Love you, man. That's my friend, Brother Andre Williams Music Man. Man, y'all check him out. He's a phenomenal artist, man. He's just an entrepreneur, man. The man is just so positive, and he's been an inspiration, man, throughout the city. He my homeboy from the city, and he's doing his thing. Y'all check him out, man. Y'all go check him out on Reverb Nation. Man, the brother is moving up the charts on Reverb Nation. I mean, other artists going to have some problems with Andre moving up like that. But he's a beautiful brother. It's Andre Williams Music, man. Y'all check him out on Reverb and go support him. Listen, man, it don't cost nothing to download a song. Man, $2-3 is nothing, and it's in support of positive. Andre's music is based on positive, love, man, relationships. I have no problem with R&B. I was raised on it. I love me some Andre Williams music, man, and that type of jarring. I love that type of music. Man, I listen to it. It's soothing. It's positive. It emphasizes relationships. And guess what? God does too. If you don't believe me, read the book of Lamentations. It's all about love, and God is all about love. I thank God for that 12 steps too. Be careful. The Bible even says, be careful who you entertain, because some entertain angels unaware, but it didn't say what type of angels. So you have to be able to decipher good angels and deceptive angels. And be careful who you entertain. And remember, if it's not positive, then it's not worth your time. Man, I thank God for each and every one of you all. And then it's a song I wrote, and it was a couple of years back, and it's called Traveling. And when it all boils down, guys, that's all we doing is traveling through this journey of life. We don't have to worry about fighting each other, getting into wars with one another, hurting each other. Man, and guess what? If you keep living, enough fights are going to come your way. Cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, emphysema. I can keep on. The list goes on. So the battle is not between us, but it's the battle of the negative entities that the enemy has, and they all waiting, and eventually we are all getting to those fights. So we should love each other and encourage each other, because the fight is coming. We ain't got to hurt each other, because we all on the same journey of life, and all of us are headed to the grave. So therefore, based on that, we should just encourage and love each other through this time of test, because God allows us this opportunity to walk through this test so that we can make the choice. We can choose love or we can choose hate. But the problem is the wages of sin and evil is death. And that's a defiant of death. That's a struggling, traumatized death. And it says the gift of God is eternal life. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going for the eternal life. I want God to look at me, as I said before, and say, man, Green, I know you had some problems, but you kept on trying to do right by people. No matter what you went through, you didn't let that stop you from helping a guy that was standing on the side of the road with a cup. Didn't have nothing. A guy with a sign on the side of the freeway. You stopped and cared about him. My good and faithful servant, well done. Because y'all, we're traveling, and this song is entitled Traveling.
Traveling through this old world, I've had some rough times like you. But we made it through, Lord, me and you. You never gave up on me, and I'm traveling, yeah.
Traveling.
Yeah, I'm still traveling,
traveling.
Now many were lost on the trail. But you bless me to stay. I'm here today. It's only because of your grace that I'm traveling.
Too far to turn.
and I'm traveling. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another mother, your host with the most. I'm so thankful for everyone that attended the show today. I pray that each and every one of you were enlightened, that it was positive, that you felt the anointing of God in the presence, that we put this positive in the atmosphere. And that's what we're going to do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock. That's Monday, the beginning of the week. We'll put a positive seed. Wednesday, hump day, we'll put a positive seed. And Friday, the ending of the week, we'll cap it off with a positive seed, 5 to 6, just 1 hour. I thank God for each and every one of you. I love you, and God loves you more. Lord, I thank you for everyone that attended the show today. I thank you for all of the people that are under the sound of my voice. Father God, thank you for a special blessing for my brother that called from Seattle, Washington. He's a doctor up there, and he's doing his thing. But God, I thank you that he was able to call, Father, and enjoy the positive of the show. Bless those, Father, that's worse off than me. Bless my uncle, a special prayer. But Lord, not just my kinfolk, bless every family member that's assembled and that's represented on this show. Father, put us all together. Father, shut down any negative confrontational information or confrontational person that has something negative on their mind. Shut it down, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring us all together on one accord. Lord, help those, Father, that are struggling trying to find their way. And Father, bless us all to understand that it's all about love. Father, we'll be grateful, thankful, and honored to give you the praise and the glory. We love you, Lord. We thank you. Accept this positive plant that we're putting in today. And Lord, we'll be waiting for the positive harvest. You're getting live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. I love you all. And God loves you more. God bless. See you Wednesday.